right now to look at the political moment in Washington. Emily Wilkins joins us as well. Emily, do they realize that there's more of a larger systemic crisis at hand for this nation inside the Beltway? Or is this just a bunch of tech guys in California who screwed up?
The Beltway is definitely very tuned in to what has happened with Silicon Valley Bank, as well as the other banks. There was, I think, a lot of concern initially that lawmakers were going to be looking at something like they did in 2008. I think that that's becoming less of a concern right now, but they are trying to figure out what their role is going forward. Do lawmakers need to pass more regulation? That seems like that's not going to be the path forward, that there's simply not the support there. But there is a sense that there needs to be oversight, that they need to have hearings, they need to get to the bottom of what happened, they need to potentially hold regulators accountable. I think there's still a lot of unknowns at this point. Lawmakers are trying to not sort of fan the flames of worry. But at the same point, they are trying to figure out exactly how they need to address what happened with Silicon Valley Bank.
And Emily, just thinking back a few days when Fed Chairman Jay Powell was in front of the Senate Banking Committee, Senator Warren from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was pretty hard on him and the Federal Reserve. And I'm reading more about that. Is that kind of where some of the initial blame is going to be laid by those in Washington, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you've definitely seen progressives like Elizabeth Warren go ahead and lay blame at the Federal Reserve. You've also seen folks kind of across the spectrum, even some Republicans saying, why didn't particularly the San Francisco Fed, why didn't they sort of catch this, see that this was potentially coming and move in some way to stop it? So I think that's something that you're hearing really from both sides of the aisle at this point is concern about the regulators. And this also, is coming as Congress itself, they rolled back regulations on mid-sized banks like right. Silicon Valley in 2018. And it doesn't seem like they're willing to sort of take any responsibility for what they did, that they're saying that's more that the regulations are fine. And it's more about making sure that they're being implemented.
So, I mean, that kind of goes to an issue that I think is from the regulatory perspective is kind of being discussed now, which is maybe some of those rollbacks in 2018 maybe need to be reinstituted, reinstated. Is there an appetite for that, which would be basically a more regulatory stance by this Congress?
There's an appetite for it, but there's not enough of an appetite. You even saw Senate Banking Chairman Sherrod Brown say on Tuesday that he sees little chance that Congress is going to be tightening up bank regulations. Remember, the bill that sort of led to rolling back of those regulations, that was led by Republicans, but you had Democrats join on for that piece of legislation and support it. And just given what the makeup was then and what the makeup is now, you still don't really have enough support to bring some of those regulations back.
How far apart are they? Is it just as simple as we don't want to agree with the other guy because we don't want them to win in November of 2024? I mean, are they miles apart or can they find a common ground given tangible crisis?
I think it depends exactly which section of lawmakers you would like to look at. Certainly, you have some Republicans who are using this as an opportunity to rail against ESG and diversity policies. They blame Silicon Valley Bank for being too woke, for not focusing on the right things. But that is not all Republicans. You do have a number of them who are taking this very seriously, saying that they do need to look from a regulator perspective, that they do need to better understand what is happening here. And they're kind of avoiding some of that tit-for-tat partisan politics that we're seeing. And it's the same on the left. You've seen some progressives really come out strong, saying that they need more regulation. But if you look maybe a little bit more towards the center, a little bit more towards some of the leaders of the party, they are talking more about, understanding what is happening, looking at the regulators, kind of this need for accountability, but also not wanting to sort of point fingers and place blame before there's a better understanding of what happened.
Emily, what are we hearing from the White House on this matter?
It's very interesting with the White House. I mean, Biden was in California yesterday at the site of a mass shooting in January, and he was focused on firearms safety, firearm controls, what his administration can do in regards to background checks. He was not particularly focused on this issue. And it's not to say that the White House is completely ignoring this. Certainly, there are folks within the Biden administration who are taking a close look at this, who are reviewing what happened. But I think for a certain sense, if you are Biden, if you are planning to announce a run again in 2024, you will want to focus on the issues that the majority of Americans are focused on. And while a lot of Americans, of course, in our space in Wall Street are very focused on what's happening with Silicon Valley Bank, that's not likely to be something that sways voters' minds in November of 2024.
Emily, thanks a lot. Greatly appreciate it this morning. Emily Wilkins on Bloomberg Government with the immediacy in Washington. I'm